today is there's a lot going on. We'll talk about Tennessee basketball last night. That didn't go so well for the Vols. We're going to get to the Tom Brady story as well because it's kind of a big one.
And by big, you mean huge.
Yes.
Because now you have people just basically saying, I will be shocked. I will be stunned. Whatever crazy adjective you want to use for surprise if he returns to the Patriots. Let me say that again. If he returns to the Patriots, people that know people will be shocked.
Yeah. Here's what's going to be wild when Brady goes to the Bengals. So that they don't have to use the number one pick on Joe Burrow and they go in a different direction. So we'll cover that this afternoon on Sports 180. College football coaches losing their minds over the one-time transfer allowance that is being proposed. We'll tell you about some of the comments that were being made. One that I'll just throw out is Nick Saban mentioning that he can't manage his roster. So we'll get to all of that a little bit later in the show as well. People have lost their minds. That actually doesn't necessarily apply to just the one-time transfer, but it does in this case. So we'll get to that this afternoon as well. We'll try to have some fun and get you on the show with a 656-9900. Heather Harrington's here. I'm Josh Ward. Joel Silverberg along as we take a look around the sports world.
The biggest news, the main stories, the headlines that have everyone talking. It's time to take a look around the sports world.
Tennessee on the road against Arkansas. Didn't go so well, Heather Harrington.
During halftime, it was just brutal. And you're sitting there questioning, should I just go to bed and maybe watch it in the morning? And then Tennessee comes out and makes a nice push. And they cut it to, what, 5? And then that was kind of all
she
wrote.
They cut it to 2 at one point.
Yeah, it was one-score game. Yeah. And Jordan Bowden came out and played well again. Back-to-back really good performances on the road. Part of the shame there is that he does play well and he's trying to close things out on a strong note and his teammates aren't following along. If you look at some of his best performances this season, they've come in losses. So I know there's been a lot of talk, well, if he had done this, they would have won more. I mean, maybe not. We'll obviously never know. But against Kansas, he had a huge second half. Now, that's Kansas, I recognize. But on the road against Auburn, Jordan Bowden did everything he could for Tennessee to win that basketball game. And then at Arkansas, could he have been a little bit better? I guess so, but he hit all of their threes. So it's a combination of issues. One, the roster just isn't where it needs to be to compete at the highest level. Two, maybe they're running out of gas at this point.
Well, I don't even know. Is that considered the highest level? I mean, I don't feel like over the last couple of weeks, Tennessee has really been competitive at the middle level.
Well, I mean,
it's just up
they
and
did
down.
Have a 17-point lead at Auburn, but they... Right. I mean, they're not competing there. That would be the point. If they had a better roster, they could. Tennessee 7-8 in conference play. They're a middle of the pack SEC team in a conference that is down and the schedule doesn't get easier. Florida just whipped up on LSU last night. Now you have the Gators at home on Saturday. It's a winnable game. And then at Kentucky, I don't think it's winnable. And then at least not being realistic. And then at home against Auburn to close things out, we'll see next Saturday. But that's where things are. And right now, the NCAA tournament talk is just off. Tennessee, I think, has to win the SEC tournament to get in. The NIT, I think, is really up in the air right now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're playing for at this point. So how motivated is Tennessee going to be over the next week and a half, 2 weeks? So it's hard to get a grasp on this team because, like you said, Jordan Bowden shows up and then you don't have John Fulkerson really doing the things that he needed to do. I don't know. It just seemed like there were some lulls out there in guys just being motivated last night. It was a really hard game to watch. It was very boring.
Yeah, it didn't go well for the Vols. So in Arkansas, this is an important win. They've won back-to-back games with Isaiah Joe back and Mason Jones. Big performance. As I mentioned, big performance by Florida beating up on LSU last night. LSU not playing great basketball. South Carolina in overtime beat Georgia. Missouri on the road beat Vanderbilt. Joel, how about Maryland's win against Minnesota last night?
Oh, Daryl Morsell. What an assassin. He basically shot it from the near end of the big M at the middle of the court at Minnesota. And just a big win for them. Trailed by as much as 17 in that game, down by 8 with 2 minutes to go. Minnesota just collapses. I thought their tournament chances ended when they lost to Indiana last week. They're totally done now unless they win the Big Ten tournament. But what a big-time win for Maryland. They've been resilient and tough all year, and that was just an unbelievable shot by Morsell last night.
Yeah, Maryland, that's a team to watch in the NCAA tournament.
They are essentially playing for a regular season title. this weekend. If they can pick up a win against Michigan State, they will clinch the regular season, or at least a share of the regular season Big Ten title. And I heard this from Matt Norlander last week. Maryland hasn't won a regular season conference title outright since the year it won the national championship. That was 2001.
I was about to say, that was when I was in high school. And the fans are all over it.
They were an ACC team back then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fans are just all in because Jason Yellen, who used to do all of the Vols communication stuff when I was covering Tennessee, he's back at Maryland now after a stint with the Big Ten. And it's just, he's always posting videos and pictures on Instagram. It just looks like it's super fun to be a Ninja Turtle right now.
Yeah, Terps basketball, when it's rolling, fans are behind it. Not that they're not behind Maryland basketball. Of all the different movement we've seen with realignment in college athletics, Maryland as a basketball program in the Big Ten has probably been the toughest adjustment for me. Like, when I think Maryland basketball, I still think ACC and have to offer, knowing full well that they're in the Big Ten, but having to remind myself, oh, yeah, it's a Big Ten program, not ACC anymore.
And it's not like it was easy when it was in the ACC either. It's pretty tough. Now, this year, I bet Maryland would love to be back in the ACC, but yeah, to do what it's doing in a really competitive Big Ten this season has been very impressive for the Terps.
The Big Ten, by and far, the best conference, right? I don't even think it's a dispute now. I'm not saying that a Big Ten team is going to win the title, but they are going to have the most teams in the tournament, and they look like the best conference.
Yeah, they're going to get, like, what, 15, 16 teams in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, out of 14, which is pretty impressive. That number has actually dropped a little bit. It's looking more like 10 or 11. At one point, it was 12, which was really funny, but it's looking more like 10. I agree. I think it's the deepest conference. I think the Big 12 has the most national title contenders. But Maryland, see if Michigan State can get its stuff together here down the stretch. But yeah, the Big 10 is easily the deepest conference in college basketball this year.
One other sad note. How crazy is it? Because now it looks like Memphis is on the cusp of not making the NCAA tournament. Like, they look more out than in.
Right.
I just remember that atmosphere in Thompson Bowling Arena when Penny Hardaway came in, and you're sitting there thinking, maybe we could be better than people think this year. It just felt like such a big game environment. Neither team going to make the NCAA tournament now.
That is correct. Yeah.
That's brutal.
That was a good environment. Not the best basketball game, and a game between two teams that will most likely be on the outside looking in. Memphis has been hanging around the bubble talk, but it's out for sure right now with the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Tennessee baseball continues to roll 12-1 against UNC Asheville last night. So still undefeated, and not just winning, rolling opponents.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that John Wilkerson, he said, I think the pitching is going to be there. It's like, do the bats come alive when you're going to need them? Now, we still have a long way to go, especially to get to conference play, and it's going to be a brutal conference because look at how many teams are good. But you don't just sit there and think, man, Tennessee, there's no way they could be 500 in conference play or whatever, because they're putting up some great numbers right now. And they're not winning, like you said, 3-1. I mean,
12-1.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We'll talk to John Wilkerson at 1:30 on Sports 180. And here is the latest with the NFL collective bargaining agreement negotiations. And that concludes the update on the NFL collective bargaining agreement negotiations.
Did you read one of our favorite emails this morning from Yahoo Sports? Dan Wetzel had the morning newsletter. He's like, just forget about it. There's no lockout looming. They have actually a year to get this thing done. Mm-hmm. Just ignore it. He said, you don't even have to finish reading my piece, because there's more important pressing matters than the NFL CBA.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So if anything does happen, we'll of course tell you. But yeah, aside from Marquise Pouncey going nuts on the internet, and Aaron Rodgers did put out a statement, I'm not saying that that's not worthwhile. It's just that I think they come across as tone deaf. I don't think they're making bad points in a lot of cases. What I saw Greg Olsen say today is right. Think about how many players you have in the league. And each individual player is going to have his own personal opinion and has a difference of what can be gained or lost with how the deal goes. It's a lot of people to try to get this figured out. So it might take some more time. My guess is they'll eventually get it figured out.
So now we can just focus on the most important subject, which is Tom Brady's free agency.
We'll get to the future Raider coming up next on Sports 186-56-9900. If you would like to join us, Jeff Darlington, you have to hear what he said on ESPN today about Tom Brady and whether he will return to the New England Patriots. You'll hear that next right here on Sports 180 on FM 99.1, the sports animal. Thanks for being with us here on Sports 180. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/sports180. Follow there. We'll post some links, podcasts, all that good stuff. You can shout at us on there. Easier to do so via the phone or desktop than it is calling in. That takes time.
Yeah.
So shout at us online.
Yeah, we're always there on social media, and we love reading crazy tweets. So go ahead and at Josh Ward there.
There you go. At Josh_Ward on Twitter if you want to follow and tell me how dumb I am there. That might happen this segment as we bring up Tom Brady, the pending free agent with the New England Patriots. He's had quite a run there in New England. But could it be coming to a close? Is this looking more likely? Is this realistic now? Listen to Jeff Darlington of ESPN on Get Up earlier today. This is after Adam Schefter said, look, it's trending closer toward Tom Brady leaving New England. Listen to what Jeff Darlington, who covers the NFL, said about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
No matter how many times we say that Tom Brady is likely to not play for the Patriots next year, I either get blasted or told that I am wrong. That makes sense because we cannot wrap our heads around it. There are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's the way that we're operating here within those circles. And yet even those people don't necessarily believe that Tom, at the end of the day, won't go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick won't sit there and say to him, Tom, we need you back. We have to have you back. And that Tom Brady will return to the Patriots. We need to wrap our minds around the fact that it is far more likely than not that Tom Brady will not be back with the Patriots. I am now at the point where I would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots.
How about that?
That is a bombshell that we should all pay attention to. Because in the back of my mind, this whole time, I'm getting excited about the Titans really being in play or him going somewhere else. Because at this point, I'd like to see it. I'm not a Patriots fan. I've told people that a lot. I just like Tom Brady. I want to see what he could do somewhere else. I've always said, he's going back to the Patriots. Why are you even reading this? It's really, you know what it reminds me of? Totally different context. It reminds me when one of the tabloids keeps harping on the Bruce Jenner story. And they're like, there's something to this. And they're like, no, that's a tabloid. Like, there's nothing. And then, bam, you're like, whoa, what did they know that we don't know? Like, what does Darlington know that we don't know? Who is he talking to? If Tom Brady's buddies are saying Brady is leaving, wouldn't they know?
According to Jeff Darlington, they somewhat do. Now, he's not specific in how serious the conversations are. Because, as he said, those people are still skeptical. Okay, because a conversation is going to take place, right? Mm-hmm. Brady's not going to just be screening their calls, and he's never going to talk to the Patriots again. So the reason that it would be difficult to believe Brady's going to leave is partly what Jeff just laid out there, that eventually Brady sits down with Bill Belichick and or Robert Kraft, and probably, and I don't know if it's in the same conversation, and you just, in your mind, you imagine they're going to get it worked out. They'll come to an agreement on whatever financially needs to happen and what needs to happen from a personnel standpoint so that Tom doesn't leave New England and finish his career somewhere else. So that would make the most sense. But if Tom really is set on leaving, then it makes me wonder, is there anything that Robert Kraft can say or do? Is there anything that Bill Belichick can do? And I don't know how strongly Bill Belichick would push for Brady to stay. He might say, you know what? I want to see what I can do without Tom Brady as well and what we can do with that position, save some money, get younger, and do something else with the roster.
They both have to know, though, in their heart, they coexist with each other, and it's like the most beautiful thing that we've had in football, whether you're a fan or not. It really is one of the most miraculous things
ever.
They're the most
accomplished combo in NFL history.
Yeah, they are Batman and Robin. At some point, they both have to realize it. I just wonder what has created the distance in their relationship. Has it always been this way and it's just gotten worse? Or did the Jimmy G power move with Robert Kraft really just tick Belichick off to where he was like, you know, because basically his boss went over his head to say, hey, we're going to trade Jimmy G. And then he orchestrated a favorable trade for Jimmy G since he liked him so much. But I just wonder why they can't just see this thing through. Like, why are we on chapter 10 of a chapter 12 chapter book, and it looks like the world is falling apart?
It didn't last as long, but did you see Kevin Durant play for the Warriors?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well,
they were unstoppable.
They were unstoppable. Oh, I thought you meant like when it all fell apart, like when Draymond, when you have a loose cannon like Draymond Green, that's hard.
But yeah, sure. But what was part of Draymond's message to him? You're going to leave us. Kevin Durant had already decided, I'm probably out the door. That was after back-to-back titles. They couldn't be topped. And then he decided, I know they eventually lost, but they eventually lost after Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt. The point is, they were the best, and it was nobody else in the room with them.
Yeah.
Now, the Patriots aren't that. Over a period of time, that is the case. They're the best, easily. But over 20 years, things can happen.
I know.
So, yeah, it sounds crazy. If you're a Patriots fan, this has to be brutal. In back-to-back months, you could be saying goodbye to Mookie Betts and to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That can't be fun for a Boston sports fan. Good thing Jason Tatum is on the rise the way that he is.
Can we get a check on Boston Kid that goes to all the parades? I mean, is he just in deep depression right now, like putting these Insta stories out on the gram, just
crying?
Time to
go back to class, kid.
The Bruins are in decent shape, unfortunately.
There you go. Yeah, Boston, you're going to bounce back. Not kidding, Jason Tatum's going to be a star, so they'll be fine.
He is,
but, and it's still Boston, and they'll still probably win without Tom Brady.
They still got the chowder.
But are they going to be as good? And I don't think that it works out as well for Belichick or Brady. I say that not knowing
that
where Brady
each other.
Yeah, where Brady goes. So who has a better chance to win right away at the highest level? My guess would be Brady if he picks the right spot. But I'm not typically in the business of betting against Bill Belichick.
I know. It's a bad business to be in, but why have you always voted for him or bet on him? Because he's had Tom Brady.
Yeah, it goes together.
Yeah, it's like a chicken and the egg conversation. I don't see, and obviously everything in the world goes on. When you think that you're this big star and they can't live without you, guess what? Time proves more times than not that, yes, people will find a replacement. They will move on. They will eventually, you know, find somebody that's going to help them win. It's just so weird to think about him not being a Patriot.
So where could he go? Where should Tom Brady go? If he makes the decision, I'm out. I'm going somewhere else. 656-9900 is the phone number. We'll see what you think. We'll read some messages here, including Joe, who tells us no one cares. And I can assure you, Joe, that's not true. A lot of people are going to care where Tom Brady goes. Could it be to Nashville to play for the Tennessee Titans? We'll come back on Sports 180. A giveaway for you in our next segment as well. Be listening for that. 656-9900. Again, the phone number to join us with a Midday Sports Minute right here on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. Back on Sports 180, thanks for being with us. Titans or Raiders, we'll have the debate in just a moment for Tom Brady with free agency coming up. Joking a little bit because those are two of the big suitors. Before that, though, caller number one to 656-WIN, 656-9467. You have Joel Silverberg standing by to help you. Caller number one, you win tickets to tonight's Lady Vols Ole Miss basketball game. Now, it is tonight. Need to pick them up by 5:30, so make sure you can do that. But a pair of tickets to tonight's game. The Tennessee Lady Vols against Ole Miss. Lady Vols need this one. 7 o'clock tip-off, Thompson Bowling Arena.
They do need this one. 7 o'clock, like you said, it is senior night.
Yeah.
So you will get to see all those festivities on us. So caller number one, have fun at the game tonight.
Where's Tom Brady most likely to play right now? Odds on favorite. Should it still be New England or should it be a different spot?
I want to say...
Not where will he go. Yeah. Right now, who do you think is the most likely team to have Brady on its roster next year?
I think as many of us that are out there that can totally relate, you know, complaining about your boss, oh, he's just riding my butt, I'm so sick of it, this and that, you still don't quit your job. You usually stay 9 times out of 10. It's really a small percentage of people that just get fed up and they go on and do something else, especially when they're uber successful, because you believe in yourself. And I don't see how you could live in one area of the country for so long and then just move your whole family. I mean, it's not like we're talking about...
Well, they're a pretty mobile family, though. I mean, they're when he takes vacations, they're not...
They go to South America and stuff. But it's not like he's... I mean, it really was eye-opening when he put his house on the market because of how much they had invested in that home, how long they had been in that home. They just celebrated their 11th wedding anniversary yesterday, him and Giselle. So, and I think they've lived in the same home like that whole time. So I don't know. I would still put New England as the favorite because as human beings, our nature is a nature of repetitive motions and repetitive routines. And I will still be surprised when he's not a New England Patriot.
Sportsline does have Brady as the favorite, as a pretty overwhelming favorite compared to the other suitors, minus 180 that he remains in New England with the Patriots. We asked on Facebook, where will Brady go if he leaves New England? First response, one can only dream of him coming to the Titans. Curtis says, if they can afford it, the Titans would be the best option. Jason just says he wants Tom Brady to go away. Randy says Tennessee. Joe says no one cares, which is definitely not true. And then the man, the myth, the legend, Monty Ward says the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, I think he's just getting bonus points with you. I think he needs to see his grandson, Max. Yeah. And so he's like, hey, maybe let me massage this idea. I like that, though. I would love to see him in Las Vegas.
I don't know if he's updated his thoughts in the last couple of weeks, but the last time I saw Jay Glazer of Fox Sports and The Athletic weigh in on the possible suitors if Brady decides to leave, he said the Chargers and the Raiders were the two most likely destinations. Jeff Darlington and then Adam Schefter, along with him, has talked about the Titans over the last week to 10 days. So the Titans have jumped into the conversation, and they were brought up before when there was just, hey, what if he were to leave? Ideas thrown out because you have John Robinson, the general manager with connections to New England. You have Mike Vrabel, who is the head coach, a former teammate of Tom Brady at the with the New England Patriots. So you have that. And also, while Ryan Tannehill did a nice job, he is a replaceable player. And the thought is, hey, you have a team that just went to the AFC title game. If you can plug Tom Brady in there, that could work out. So the Titans, I wouldn't be surprised to see them get more buzz here as this story is going to get picked up and there's going to be more conversation, I promise you, over the next 24, 48 hours. It was already getting a lot of talk, but this will take it up a notch. And what are we talking about, by the way? Jeff Darlington earlier today on ESPN's Get Up said that at this point, he is now to the point where he would be stunned if Tom Brady returns to the Patriots, and also added that there are people very close to Tom Brady who are being told by Tom Brady, I'm not returning to New England, I'm going somewhere else.
Would there be any motivation for him to want to play Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl rather than the conference title game?
So go to the NFC?
Yeah. Why aren't we considering that more?
Are there NFC teams being brought up?
Not that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think Chicago would be a good spot. You know,
but they doubled down on Mitch Trubisky.
Well,
you know what Ron White says? You can't fix stupid.
I still kind of wonder, is that something they're saying because currently he is the quarterback? But you can always change what you say when the status changes as well. You know what another great spot for him would be? San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, no. Don't do that to Jimmy G again. Don't do it.
Well, you know who could be looking for a quarterback if the 49ers were to say, let's bring in the kid that grew up pulling for us? New England?
Yeah. Oh, he could go back. There you go. Oh, they're going to draft Tua. They're going to trade up and draft Tua.
Is that what's going to happen? Well, good luck to the league if that's what happens. Joel, Titans fan, thought says this is becoming a discussion as more of a reality. The idea of Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots within the last week or so, more talk around the Tennessee Titans. And I should repeat, on Monday or Tuesday, John Robinson, meeting with the media at the NFL Combine, was asked about Ryan Tannehill.
He's noncommittal.
He was.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility. So it's something to keep your finger on the pulse for. And what we've heard earlier in the week is that maybe the Titans are more in play than people realize. Does that mean the Titans are the favorite? I don't know. So I'm not putting all my stock into it. And if you don't get Brady, then if Tannehill can replicate what he did last season, then that'd be nice. But Yeah, it's interesting. It is looking like less and less that Brady is going to return to New England. I'm still not going to believe that that's the case until it actually happens.
Okay, so you still think that New England is the favorite?
I think it's more of a possibility than it's what it's being led on to believe. I need to see it happen. He's been with that organization for nearly two decades. I think it's a huge possibility that he could be playing somewhere else next season. But I have no idea, no gut feeling as to where I think he could end up.
It's too big of a mental hurdle to clear thinking that he's not going to finish his career in New England. I mean, it's just, it really is almost unfathomable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably true, other than the fact that more often than not, this kind of story ends up with the player somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, like Derek Jeter, Tom Brady, those are the exceptions to the rule, correct? I mean, even Peyton Manning.
He didn't finish in Indy.
No.
Now, his situation is a little different, of course, because of, because of the injury.
And
but still,
just,
he did not finish there.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice didn't finish with the 49ers. You're right. Emmitt Smith, Joe Montana, the idol of Tom Brady. Tom Brady saw his quarterback finish somewhere else. Now, was it Montana? Somebody recently, in a position similar to that, said, I wouldn't leave if I were Tom Brady. Their advice was to stay in New England. But I mean, we could point to the NBA. That's a league where just everybody moves. But Steph Curry is the guy that people are saying, yeah, maybe he'll be the really exception of this conversation of staying in one spot. That league, you're just used to everybody moving around. And I would say the same in Major League Baseball at this point. You're not going to find many guys like, you know, Ortiz finished in Boston, but he didn't start there. So guys starting and stopping in one spot doesn't happen very often. It's also Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, and he is not like very many others as well. The Fox Bet odds, this released via Todd Furman, the Fox Bet odds for week one, where will Tom Brady be playing in 2020? New England is the favorite with their odds at -212. So a little better than or worse, which way would you say that, than 1-2 odds. The next best or next most likely destination, the Las Vegas Raiders, 5-2. Indy is 9-2. The Chargers 6-1. Tampa Bay 10-1. And the Tennessee Titans 12-1.
I know you don't like to show your emotional cards very often, especially as they relate to sports.
Right.
There's got to be a spike on the Josh Ward emotion meter, right? If you land Tom Brady, like if you don't get excited about that, I might like reach over and shake you, like just to make sure you're still alive, because that's exciting.
Well, I don't know how much emotion you would see out of me with it, but there is a hashtag that Tom likes to use a lot of times with his social media posts. He's very active, and that is hashtag LFG.
You got a smile on your face. There would be, Joel, we need to have this happen, because there's no way Tom Brady's going to the Cowboys, so I'm out. So if he goes to one of y'all's two
Dallas
teams,
Dallas 45-1, just below Carolina in the odds.
Yeah, I would be all in for both of you guys. Like, I'm going to be a bandwagon fan for one of y'all's teams if he goes there. It'd be just awesome.
If he goes to the Chargers, man, that would just be so
such
miserable for all the AFC West fans we have in this building. Adam Litton with Kansas City, Josh with the Raiders, John Wilkerson with the Broncos.
I wouldn't be scared if I was Adam Litton.
No, I don't think Chiefs fans should be scared
I mean,
here.
Chiefs fans shouldn't be worried about it, but it's, you know, your division got slightly tougher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I get what you're saying now.
Yeah. Indy 9-2. What do you think there? The Colts.
I still think it's weird.
Go play in the house that Peyton built.
Yeah. And isn't there a statue right outside of Lucas Oil of Peyton Manning? I'm pretty sure. So is he just going to like high five? Is he going to be like, LFG, Peyton?
It's like the Rock at Clemson. You have to touch the Peyton statue on your way into the stadium. Yeah. Tom Brady has to give Peyton a high five.
That would just be, that would be bizarre. I can't imagine that.
What if Brady won a Super Bowl there, though? He would have as many in one or two seasons.
Peyton would still be more beloved.
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peyton did a lot behind the scenes for the community.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me about Peyton's history in Indianapolis. I'm familiar with that.
Oh, was he good there?
Yeah, he had a good
You were
run.
Trying to insinuate, though, that somehow Tom Brady could supplant.
No.
What I was getting to was,
if you're Tom and you went to Peyton's franchise and that quickly brought home another Super Bowl, That'd feel pretty good. I know they're buddies, but they're also competitors.
What if he brought home two Super Bowls? And that's twice as many as Peyton did in Indianapolis.
44 and 45-year-old Tom Brady went in multiple Super Bowls.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. No wonder people hate him. Well, there goes, the only quarterback you can talk about in that regard.
There goes the GOAT debate. So we will come back here. The face-off. All right, have we been convinced here by Jeff Darlington, who said earlier today that at this point he would be stunned if Tom Brady returns the Patriots. We'll hit on that. Tennessee basketball, how this season will close out. John Wilkerson, 45 minutes from right now. A busy Thursday afternoon here on Sports 1-80-656-9900 is the phone number. You're listening to FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. Back on Sports 180, thanks for being with us. Download the WNML app. You can listen on the go anytime. We'll be with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. John Wilkerson will stop by coming up at 1:30. 656-9900 to join us as well. We'll also hit the face-off coming up in just a moment, presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center.
We get any more, I don't care about Tom Brady, I'd be like, I'm going to bookmark all you people, and if he does go to the Titans and you start posting all this pro-Tom Brady stuff, I'm going to come back with the, oh, but I thought you didn't care comments.
Yeah, I got to be honest. The who cares guy is a tough one to handle.
Is he better or worse than the talk sprots guy that gets mad at people for chiming in on politics
on
or pop culture?
Yeah, that's high on the list of just the worst. Yeah.
This is on the heels.
Stick to sports, yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
This is on the heels of the Ja Morant, Braden Gall Twitter thread that we were reading through yesterday.
Yeah,
correct?
That's not a good one. Yeah. So
who cares about Ja? He's the best rookie this year. He's amazing, and he's in this state. I wish he wasn't on the other side of the state. That's the problem with the Grizzlies, is they're just way too far away. Like, I avoid Memphis at all costs. The only time I have gone to Memphis in the last 15 years, I guess it would be 15 years, was after Hurricane Katrina, and I-10 was still very much shut down in several parts of Louisiana. For me to get to Houston, I had to drive to Memphis and then go down.
Yeah.
And that was brutal.
Well, also, should be pointed out, we're getting really technical, I guess, at this point, but if you're going to drop the who cares or no one cares, it doesn't really apply to anything. Like, I'm not going to bring esports up on the show very often, but you know, a lot of people like esports. Who cares about The Bachelor? 3 million people. That's it. How about
I
that?
I think it's 6 million.
Is that right?
I think it's a lot.
There you go.
Yeah,
we'll spend the next hour on that. Right now, let's hit the face-off.
Head-to-head, toe-to-toe, let's go one-on-one with today's face-off.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center.
Are you ready?
Let's get this mother crock!
Alrighty, Joel, what do you have for us?
Is it important, being the key word there, is it important for Tennessee to make the NIT?
I don't think it is. I don't think it means much. In some ways, I think it might be good for the season to come to a close as quickly as possible. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to go out there and try to win, but like a guy like Josiah Jordan James, who's had to battle through this season, at this point in the year, I'm not sure what he's getting out of playing basketball. So, no, I don't think getting to the NIT is important. It's not going to look good, but I also don't think it's going to matter.
I don't think it means a hill of beans in the grand scheme of things, because you're going to have a completely different team come in next year. There's nothing saying that team, if they don't make the NIT this year, can't make it to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight next year. I mean, it's just the seasons are so independent of each other. Going to the NIT this year means nothing. It would just mean a little extra number on a banner that already hangs up in the rafters.
How confident are you the Lady Vols beat Ole Miss tonight?
I was talking to Mickey yesterday. He's feeling good about it. He's feeling good about the Auburn game. I think the Lady Vols close out strong. Unfortunately, you know, you just really lost some good momentum in Kelly Harper's first year when you hit that skid 3 weeks ago and just went on the 5-game losing streak. But I think they beat Ole Miss tonight, senior night.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. It would be humiliating to not beat Ole Miss and to not destroy them. With all due respect, this is a really, really bad basketball team. So
bad.
Honestly, if they don't win by more than 20, That's concerning.
They're the ones that scored 2 points, right, in a half of basketball earlier this season?
Yeah, they're winless in the SEC. They're 7-20, and they've just been getting destroyed. Tennessee did that earlier in the season. So, I mean, no kidding. They should just wipe the floor. Again, with all due respect.
They've lost 19 of their last 21. Tennessee won this matchup by 56 when they played earlier this season.
Yeah.
Are you convinced that Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots?
I am.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't think he's coming back. I think he's out. Now, is it 100% that he's out? I don't think those numbers really apply very often. 99.1, listen on the FM dial. I think he's gone. I think he's leaving.
I think he's still there. I think it's a fluid situation. I think a lot of things can be healed with like one or two meetings that include a lot of zeros on paychecks and the promise of another championship. I'll believe it when it crawls across Twitter and the screen on my computer.
Today is National Toast Day. What's the best food to eat with toast?
Does French toast count? No, I'm just kidding. I love some French toast. Okay, let me give you my
French
go-to.
French toast is very intimidating. Continue. Yeah,
my go-to, this is what I do pretty much, I would say, 4 to 5 days a week. You take your wheat toast, smash up an avocado, spread it on. You have to also butter the toast. I forgot that. So butter the toast, avocado, sprinkle a little bit of salt and pepper, a drizzle of honey, fried egg that's still runny on top. Eat it. You're welcome. It's delicious.
My mom does that.
You make this with your AirPods in, I would imagine.
Oh, man.
I think avocado
is pumpkin spice latte. AirPods are a sensitive subject today.
I understand. Yeah. That sounds delicious. This is kind of lame. It's very me, but PB&J. Lightly toasted bread, that's the best way to do a PB&J.
I could never eat a toasted peanut butter. That just sounds gross.
What?
Yeah. Crunchy bread? But you like the crunchy peanut butter too, right?
Not with the PB&J.
I'm not there.
Did you want to give a real answer or was that it? Like, do you want me to read the next question or...
Lightly toasted peanut butter.
Well, I was just going to say avocado toast, but I already get made fun of enough, so make fun of me with the PB&J. Final question there, Joel.
Who's the best player in the NFL draft?
I'm abstaining. I'm not answering. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction on this one.
I will go ahead and take the win. Now, notice, if I'm hearing correctly, you said draft. You did not say combine. Chase Young might be the best player in the combine. The best player in the NFL draft is Tua Tagovailoa, and I will go to my grave saying that. He just is.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't think you have to go to your grave because they'll play football eventually, so it'll be proven right or wrong.
You never know. Days aren't guaranteed, Josh Ward.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I'm hoping. I'm going to go with Chase Young.
You know what? For turning that last question around, I'm going to give Josh the win.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to throw the fourth question out and give Josh the win for that one.
He gave you the toasted peanut butter and jelly answer twice with the Chase Young. He's not the best player in the draft.
Shout out to Texas Toast, by the way. It's underrated.
There you go.
Love some Texas Toast.
Yeah, try it. PB&J, lightly toasted. You're not going all the way full hard toast. You're toughening it up a little bit.
I like it squishy. I like the bread. It's got to be really fresh bread, peanut butter, jelly. And I don't do like peanut butter and jelly on each side. Peanut butter has a slice of bread, jelly has a slice of bread, and then you put it together.
Well, typically, I think if you're going to go double peanut butter, one on each side, that's going to be more for...
of a sticky situation.
Yeah, that's good. Holding it together for long term. You're taking it to work. The jelly can soak it up a little bit. You want to hold it together for a longer period of time. That's when you go double peanut butter.
Okay.
Creamy for the spreading. That's the face-off. It's presented by Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. PB&J, my choice, I think, a lot better for the post-workout meal as well. Although you had the healthy fats and the egg protein as well. Either way, you'll be good. Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center got a workout in yesterday. The child care was clutch again.
Yep.
We took Max and Owen. They had a good time. They got to play, so they're having a blast. Max slept. And Kelly and I got the workout in. It's at Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center.
Also, you walk right in the doors. And so, you know, Josh is carrying Max in. You might have a gym bag in. Well, you're going to be able to drop your kids off at childcare. And then they give you a locker. You just hand them your card. They give you the key to the locker. You can even pick where you want to go. Grab a towel. I have gone to other gyms where towels are a dollar.
Yeah.
And you don't pay that at Fort Sanders. There's no upcharges. They have everything right there for you. You put your stuff away and then go get a great workout in. Today, this afternoon, they've got a bar workout. So ladies, you'll love that class. Pure muscle for the guys and gals that want to get a little cardio along with some weight training. I mean, the options are endless. Sprint, Aqua Boot Camp. They have Zumba. There's so many different class options, over 130 every single week. And you can keep track of it on your handy dandy app to where you don't get bored going to the gym, so you keep going to the gym.
A five-star health club for a reason. Kingston Pike, Pellissippi Parkway. It's Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. Mention Josh Nether. Get $20 off enrollment at Fort Sanders Health and Fitness Center. We'll come back with 2 hours of Sports 180 to go. More on Brady a little bit later, but incredible quotes from coaches on this one-time transfer rule in college athletics. Next on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.